My name is Ariel Singerman, and I am an assistant professor and extension economist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Let's look at two different types of covered citrus. One, fresh fruit under the cups, citrus under protective screen, the economics. Give me some basics of what growers can expect profitability-wise over the years.
So what I found is that, the growers could decide whether to insure the structure against hurricanes or not. Of course, if they are not, they're going to be exposing themselves to the risk of what the hurricane could do to that structure. And since the main cost of cups is the structure, that rate of return could vary significantly. If the grower decides to insure and the cost of the structure is $45,000 per acre, the internal rate of return would be 6.59%. But on the other hand, if the grower decides to self-insure and the cost of the structure is $30,000 per acre, that internal rate of return would be close to 15%.
And I believe you said someone asked that would be over an 8 or 9 year period.
Yeah, the payback period would vary between 8 and 9 years.
Bottom line, growers under cups should expect, under your scenarios, to make a profit.
Yes, under the assumptions I made.
Of course, that's high-density planning and, like you said, a $43,000 per acre cost, I think, right?
It is a $43,000 investment, at least the one that is going on at Series C. And, yeah, it's 871 trees to the acre.
The economics of individual protective covers are a little more complex than cups, right?
Yes, and the reason for that is because the experiment only started about 1.5 years ago, so there's still a lot of uncertainty around what is going to be the benefit of using those bags and, what are the costs, too.
Tell us some of the scenarios, and I guess they could go from a loss to a profit.
Yes, so it is important to realize that they would be better off just making the calculations for themselves, because I just had to make assumptions about what they do, but they know better than I what they do in their own groves. But what I found under the assumptions that I made is that if it's for a reset, then it is only going to be profitable, assuming a cost of the bag of $7.10, if they have high savings. That is, if they use a lot less chemical by using the bags. And under a solid set scenario, it's profitable under a two-use bag scenario and also under a one-use bag, but only if they achieve high savings.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.